Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
Give thanks always. Our scripture for today is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. All human beings have difficulties in their life, times of great happiness and joy, and times of sorrow and darkness. The command in this passage is not too hard to obey when things are going well. Rejoicing when we are feeling happy and optimistic, praying when meditating or worshiping, giving thanks when we have been abundantly blessed. The challenge is to obey when things are not going so well, the dark times, the times of grief and sorrow. After the passing of my husband of 52 years, I was struggling with grief and all its accompanying feelings: sadness, confusion, despair, uncertainty. I could go to sleep, but I would wake up 2 or 3 hours later with so many questions buzzing in my brain that I would be awake until dawn. When I visited my doctor, she recommended that I talk with a social worker on the staff who was a grief specialist. When we met, she suggested many coping strategies that I already knew, but the one suggestion that surprised me was to keep a gratitude journal. I know this is a regular practice for many people, but I had never written down the things for which I was grateful. I thanked God for them in my prayers, but I never committed them to paper. I was shocked by her suggestion. How could I be grateful when my husband, along with all of our shared plans, was gone? But I was willing to try almost anything at this point. As I began devoting time to this practice, along with recalling happy memories of our years together, I realized that I should and could be thankful for the adventures we had together, the beautiful family we had created and nurtured, his many acts of kindness, both for me and for others. I even felt grateful that he enjoyed good health and was able to do the things he loved until 4 months before his passing. It did not happen overnight, and many tears were shed going through this process. But the fog of anxiety and sadness that had enveloped me began to clear. It comes back from time to time and probably always will. But now I can include everyday blessings and events, as well as precious memories, in my gratitude journal. Never stopped praying, but now I can rejoice and give thanks for the life God has given me. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for the gift of life, not only this brief life on earth, but also eternal life through your great sacrifice on the cross. Help us all remember that our gifts and blessings outweigh our losses and sadness. Through our faith in you, we can rejoice, pray, and give thanks in all circumstances. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Pat Scruggs.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.